Ridge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and concerns over election security growing a day after ballot boxes in Washington and Oregon were set on fire. A new nationwide poll finds that Americans are more concerned about election integrity. ABC's Jim Ryan has a look.
86% of registered voters of both parties in the AP North Center poll believe the losing candidate in next week's presidential election is obligated to accept the result. But only one in three voters, Republicans and Democrats, think that Donald Trump will concede if he loses. 77% believe that Kamala Harris will concede if she loses.
With 1 week left before Election Day, presidential candidates are working on their closing messages. Vice President Kamala Harris delivers a speech in Washington, D.C. tonight. Former President Trump is in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. Nearly 100 people were killed in the latest Israeli strike in northern Gaza, many of them women and children sheltering at a building. The IDF says they are targeting Hamas. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A new federal rule that went into effect on Monday will protect passengers if their flights are canceled or significantly delayed. Previously, some airlines would give vouchers out to their passengers in the event of a canceled or heavily delayed flight, providing some manner of relief for the passengers but limiting their options for booking new travel. Now, airlines will be required to provide a cash refund for passengers whose travel plans are heavily affected. The rule change comes just in time for the holiday season, the busiest travel time of the year. Wisconsin industries have seen a growing push for unionization in recent years. According to the National Labor Relations Board, the state saw a total of 47 union petitions for the 2024 fiscal year. The number of petitions is significantly higher than last year, which saw only 25 union petitions, and has more than doubled since the 2021 fiscal year. The increased interest in unionization follows a trend throughout the Midwest, which has seen an increase in union petitions of nearly 140% since the 2021 fiscal year. The city of Duluth has officially reopened Brighton Beach after years of construction and renovations. On Monday, city officials unveiled new amenities like the extended lake walk, picnic tables, and new bathrooms. They say during the planning process, they reached out to community members to find out what they wanted added to or changed at the beach during the renovation project. A number of local organizations like Friends of the Lake Walk also contributed to the reconstruction. The project took a total of about 4 years to complete. The Rotary Club of Duluth held its biggest fundraiser of the year over the weekend, spreading roses throughout the area before winter sets in. Officials say it's the 39th year that the organization has held their annual rose sale, and the proceeds are sent to community-based organizations. The roses were sold at various shopping centers around the city. Officials also say the organization is always looking for new projects to benefit the community and is always looking to bring in more community members to volunteer with the club. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Bucks lose to the Celtics. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks were down by 11 with 7 minutes to play, but they couldn't keep up. They lose to the Celtics 119-108 in Boston. The road trip continues in Memphis Thursday night. Packers working on a game plan for the Lions. The NFL Network's Ian Rappaport on Jordan Love's groin injury.
Sources say the MRI came back relatively clean for Jordan Love. It's basically just a groin strain, which is the kind of thing where he's going to get treatment. He's already been getting treatment today, going to get treatment all week.
Matt LaFleur on that report.
So I don't know where that information comes from, quite frankly. And I'm surprised it's coming. I hope it's not coming from inside our building.
College football, the Badgers play the Hawkeyes in Iowa. Saturday night, kickoff at 6:30.
Not a whole lot of time, right? You have a night game. I mean, it turns over pretty quick, and now we got to move on. That was probably the biggest message on Sunday, is our ability to kind of regroup and reload, because we got to get rolling.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Summer is here today, with unseasonable highs reaching those mid-70s alongside a gusty southeast wind. This is all ahead of wet weather sitting on our back doorstep. In fact, showers and some storms move in overnight and throughout tomorrow. We could see some soaking rain amounts of over an inch. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Matt Nair on air.
Darren Von Rudin, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories. And in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Alba joins us. Hey, Todd.
We're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment. Todd forgot his battery pack. We are running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per diem. I don't know if that is related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, a GOP-connected super PAC backing Jill Stein in Wisconsin. Mr. Ethics Scott Ross joins me to talk about dehumanizing ads, plus overtime with Maggie Dawn. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Live on location, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba here live on location. Thank you, Terry Barr, for that great introduction. Once again, back home high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. Aaron Zomer is our producer and engineer. We are here in beautiful downtown Viroqua, Wisconsin, at the home, yes indeed, ladies and gentlemen, of the 2024 Roaster of the Year, Wonder State Coffee. Beautiful place to be. We thank TJ Samanchin for being here as well. And we are live on location. We have Trivi Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, a Wisconsin guy like myself. Also, Reed Galen, one of the co-founders of the Lincoln Project and now president of the union. And back home, high atop State Street, speaking of a great day to be in Wisconsin tonight, Mr. Luke Mathers. It's Tuesday. That means it's Tuesday Tangents with Lukester on this 29th, 1 week before the election. Lukester, how the heck are you?
I'm doing well, Todd. I got to check in with you. Did you do your homework? Did you successfully be a voter? Were you successfully a voter?
Let me tell you, my friend, we were getting ready to leave yesterday, and I had to run home to get some clothes and whatnot, and Trigby was going with me. And to drive along, and I started passing the Central Library, and I said, oh, crap, I forgot to vote. And he goes, Todd, you better vote. And so thanks to my friend Trigby, it was a team effort. We reminded each other he voted before he came out here.
No, I haven't. I always vote on election
day. Oh, he's going to vote on election day.
I go to the movies.
And he goes to the movies. But so to answer your question, Luke, yes, I have been a voter. I did the homework. And I can tell you I have cast my in-person early ballot.
Fantastic. Otherwise, I was going to have to. Go ahead, Trigby. No, go ahead.
I can't see you, Luke, so it's hard to. Yeah. Anyway, Luke, have you voted?
I am like you, Trigby. I like to vote on election day. So unless I'm not in, if I'm not going to be around my house at all on election day, I early vote, but I try as best I can to go in, thank the poll workers at my local polling location, and do it in person. My wife and I like to do it together.
Well, very good. So you can.
I always do that, and then I go to a movie theater by myself and watch a movie.
There you go.
And I don't know what movie I'm going to go see this year.
Yeah, well, it's your loss out there in where in your neck of the woods. I don't know if you're going to be able to see it just a bit outside, but had you been able to
Oh, my God, are you you're picking at a scab that is, I took it up with the producer.
Well, they're working on a possible streaming deal and maybe a DVD for Christmas stocking stuffers.
There you go. Well, hopefully.
Who has a DVD player?
I do. You don't?
Well, somewhere maybe in a box in storage.
Well, here's the thing.
A lot of people have DVD player.
A lot of people have game consoles. And
oh,
so,
GameCube. Oh, I have an Xbox.
There you go.
You have a DVD player. I believe Xbox might even do Blu-ray. One of them. I don't know.
Depends on which Xbox it is.
Yeah, PlayStation was always nice because they have.
Look at that. I don't know what Xbox. It's there the one go. That I can play Madden and Grand Theft Auto on.
Well, that's all of them. So.
But I don't.
I was going to say, there's at least one version of each of those games for, I think, every version of Xbox.
On.
But
got a little semi-action here right on Highway 14 in downtown Novaroka.
There you go. Some of the perks for being live on location. That is something that's grinding my gears, though, Mr. Alba. Going to Wonder State Coffee without me.
Or we'll start out that way. What's grinding your gears, Lookster?
You're in Wonder State without me. What is going on? I did not get the bus invite. I didn't know we were going to be at Wonder State. I would have tagged along. I would have been stoned in with
I'm
the luggage.
I'm not even a coffee guy, and this coffee is good.
It's so good, Trigby. It's so, see, now who's picking out whose wounds? Come on.
Well, and it's you find out, Luke, I mean, you and I go to Wonder State on the square, the location downtown Madison, quite often. It's certainly one of our favorite places. And here we are in Viroqua, and now we find out from one of the owners here, TJ Samanchin, they're the 2024 Roaster of the Year, a worldwide award. And it just drives home, doesn't it, that we have such great things right here in Wisconsin, and they're a part of what makes Wisconsin great.
Absolutely. And if you haven't already tried it, be like Trigby, give it a try. You're really going to like it. I'm a big fan of Wonder State, and I'm a little jealous, Mr. Alba, that you guys are out there
in front of the location. We'll bring you back. We'll see if they have some coffee up here that they don't have back in Madison. We'll bring us a little something. I just purchased myself a Wonder State hat.
There you go. There you go.
I'm very excited. Luke, I'm also very excited. We have a lot of programming, and again, just want to thank the great leadership team at Civic Media, the engineers, everybody, yourself included. One of the things I'm really proud of to be a part of Civic is that we're bringing people information in real time on this election. It's going to be a big day in Wisconsin tomorrow. We have Vice President Kamala Harris coming to UW-Madison. I know Trump is also going to be in Green Bay. But tell folks a little bit about our coverage of these events and down the stretch here leading up to election night.
Yeah, I don't know if there's enough Wonder State coffee in the world right now to keep our news team fired up and fueled in these last 7 days to go. I know not all of them are coffee drinkers, but all kidding aside, the Civic Media news team is one of the best news teams in the business, bringing local news around the state of Wisconsin to our listeners here at Civic Media, and also covering these statewide and national stories as well, with both presidential candidates in Wisconsin tomorrow. We're going to be we're still waiting for some of the details for both of the events. We're expecting the former president to be speaking in the evening, the vice president to be speaking sometime late afternoon, early evening. So it's going to be coverage throughout the afternoon and evening leading up to those speeches. But someone from the Civic Media news team going to be at both events for Vice President Kamala Harris here in Madison and the former president, Donald Trump, in Green Bay. So it is 7 days left to go. We're officially, I think, in the marathon sprint aspect of this. We're the home stretch right down the line. And Civic Media will take you, the listener, with us in these last 7 days. For all the information that you need to know leading up to and on election day, we'll be doing some special election coverage. That special programming beginning on Tuesday, November 5th, which is the day that you have until to make a plan and be a voter. But starting at 6 p.m. Next Tuesday, the 5th of November, we're going to be taking special coverage from here, a high above State Street, as you like to point out, Mr. Alba, with a ton of different Civic Media hosts and guests and contributors. And then the special coverage begins at 8 p.m. So a little pre-show at 6 p.m., special coverage beginning at 8 p.m. With you, Mr. Alba, and Mr. Pat Kreitlow in the anchor's chair, again, with a number of Civic Media contributors, hosts, and reporters from around the state of Wisconsin.
Can't wait. And again, a big shout out to Corey Hartman, one of our vice presidents, chief engineer, also Chris Casper, and the entire team. They're literally building our own Chris Giese here, who's our videographer this week, and it's going to be running cameras and video on election night. And the great team that we're literally building out an election night set right now. I know Dan Schaefer, our political editor, is going to be there. He's going to literally have his own recombobulation area where he's going to help us make sense of all these scores as they scores. I'm thinking sports. All the results that come in. Trigby Olson is going to be so gracious as to be stream yarding in from our nation's capital. And it's going to be exciting to see what happens nationally, but of course here in Wisconsin with the U.S. Senate race, with the assembly races. And Trigby, this is something that our own Dan Schaefer has talked to us about before. There's a real possibility that the assembly could be up for grabs come election night, and part of that may be decided right here in western Wisconsin.
Well, it definitely will be decided in western Wisconsin. Quite frankly, this is the thing people in Wisconsin need to recognize. Presidential race may be decided, likely will be decided in Wisconsin. Harris or Trump wins Wisconsin. Whoever wins Wisconsin likely will be the next president. Tammy Baldwin and Hovde may very well decide who's going to control the United States Senate. Mm-hmm. Right here in Viroqua, you got Derek Van Orden, Becca Cook. Over in the 8th, where we're going to be next week, you got Weird Weed and Dr. Lyerly.
Yes.
And if Van Odwin and Weird Weed win, Republicans may keep the House. Lyerly and Cook win, pretty likely Democrats take the House.
Yeah.
And then you got the Assembly. It's a lot going on. And it's western Wisconsin. All things being equal, Waukesha and the Valley, more Republican. Milwaukee and Dane, more Democratic. Close races, they get decided in western Wisconsin, right here in places like Viroqua. And yeah, I've said it before and I'll say it again, Todd. If democracy is going to be decided anywhere, glad it's good people.
Yeah.
Like those who come here to Winter State Coffee who are going to be making.
Absolutely. Luke, I know you spent a little time down at our new digs down at Radio Park City, Utah. No, Radio Park in Racine, Kenosha. And what's the vibe down your old stomping grounds? You grew up in southeast Wisconsin. Any thoughts or takeaways after spending some time down there this week?
I was very focused with in the studio aspect, so I didn't get a whole lot of time to talk with folks on the ground there. But I can tell you, I-94 from here all the way down to southeastern Wisconsin, just campaign signs for both major it is full force election season. Like, I can tell that there is a larger than previous cycles emphasis, I think, on trying to gain people's attention, because it's so difficult right now, Todd. Like, the way that folks get their news, their information, the way that they get informed leading up to these elections has changed a lot, even since 2020. Here at Civic Media, this is our first presidential election. Like, we are a new network for a presidential race, and so there's a lot that has changed since 2020 and 2016, and there's a lot of signs, there's a lot of attention over these next 7 days that is going to be given. For some voters, it's going to be the first time that they're tuning in, and so we're really privileged here at Civic Media to be covering these stories, to be covering the events with the two presidential candidates coming this week, everything else that's going to lead up to next Tuesday, November 5th. You're going to want to make sure that you don't change that dial here on Civic Media, and you keep it locked for the network all week long over these next 7 days.
Luke, let's spend a little time here. Trigby, of course, always great to have along to have this insight as a co-owner of the Green Bay Packers with us every time he comes with us. Packers looking pretty good. Got another big win with a walk-off field goal there. How do you think things look this week? Again, big game. Thanks to Trigby, we're going to the big Lions-Packers game.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for reminding me about that one, too. I didn't get a ticket for that. Jeez, we're just grinding my gears all segment long.
How you feeling?
I think that Goody got a lot of heat when the Rodgers love saga came under fire. I think if the Packers can make it far into the playoffs this year and can ultimately win the Super Bowl, which is the goal for this team, I think Goody is going to look brilliant for making this Malik Willis trade right before the season went underway, because, boy, what an insurance policy that has been through this first half of the season.
30 seconds.
Our UW lacrosse boy, he's getting so good at fleecing those New Yorkers and those Tennessee types. They're going to have to start handicapping his trades. We'll have to throw in an extra six-round pick with every trade Gutekunst makes.
Luke Mathers, thank you very much. Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Come on back. Going to talk some local radio, WDRT, Reed Gale, and back of the desk. Stay tuned. It's the All Ball Show on location on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy. But that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they-them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
If you change your mind, take a chance on the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show, live on location from Viroqua, Wisconsin, in front of Wonder State Coffee, the 2024 Roaster of the Year here on the Civic Media Ready Network, direct off the Reed Galen Spotify playlist off the bus as we travel down the Trigby.
So Reed and I first got to know each other on John McCain's campaign. Mm-hmm. And as Reed will remember, the announcing of John McCain's presidential campaign didn't go so great because he went on David Letterman and announced, and then we hadn't really done a tour. So we got a second crack at the tour, and Reed was the old advanced guy. I got sent out by the campaign manager to just follow the thing around and sort of scout what was happening. And we get to Iowa, and McCain is just apoplectic about the music that's being played when he goes out on stage. And I'm like supposed to fix problems. And so he's yelling at me about the music. And he's like, can we get something like ABBA? I love ABBA.
Right.
And so when we
got to Renaissance.
Yeah, it's a real Renaissance band. So when we got to the last stop, which was like in Sioux City, Iowa, I had that song play as he came walking up on stage, and I thought, I'm going to get fired for sure. He was happy as a clam. He's like, that's hilarious.
These are the things that we used to worry about.
Right, right. The things
that was a big deal.
Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project, now the president of the union. Trigby Olson, like myself, a Wisconsin dude who is now the senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, joins us here at the table of Viroqua, and we are pleased to have another guest join us right across the street from WDRT Radio here, a community radio station in Viroqua, Emily Grantham, who is the membership outreach director. Emily, thanks for taking some time for us today.
My pleasure. You know, local media, we got to stick together.
Right, exactly. And you nailed it on the head. And one of our slogans at Civic Media is Hometown Radio Refreshed. And our owner, Sage Weil, is passionate about going in and making sure our stations are focused on community. We're a big fan of community stations like WVMO in Monona. Tell us a little bit about WDRT, what your mission is, and what you're doing here in Viroqua.
Sure. So we've been on the air for 14 years. Radio from the ground up,
nice.
Kind of our tagline,
like
because we're 100% community funded. We don't get any money from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. We're not an NPR station. We're just a pure community radio station. And our role here is just to really bring what matters to local folks, to the airwaves, and increase access to the airwaves to the local community. So we want to become a local media hub, give back to the community, and just continue to, you know, have a role for nonprofit media where outside interests, et cetera, don't play a role, give a voice to underserved voices, present unbiased sources of news, and let the people direct what you hear.
Yeah, it's so cool. One of my longtime friends and mentors, Gary Gukinick from Richland Center, has a program I know on the show here with Paul. I forget Paul's
Driftless
last.
Weekend with Paulie and the G-Man.
There you go. Isn't that great?
They're huge. People love them. They do a phenomenal job.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love Driftless Weekend. They're great.
Yeah, they're just and they're passionate about their music and they're musical historians, really.
They are.
And that's the kind of great local programming you guys do. I think it's so intriguing, Reed and Trigby, you guys have been in media at the highest levels during your lifetimes. And when you see these community stations, it just reinvigorates my soul.
Well, no, I mean, I live in a small town in the mountains of Utah, and we have a community radio station. It is an NPR affiliate, but it's the same idea,
sure.
Which is we have, you know, local public affairs programs. We have our news director. She puts the locals through their paces. Right. If you go on the air with her and you don't know the answers to the questions she's asking, which are typically pretty basic questions, she lets you know it. And it's a thing around town. Like, don't go on with Leslie unless you have your act together.
Right.
But I think, you know, one thing Sage and I were talking about yesterday, and I think you guys are already seeing this, is that Civic has had real uptick in the rural areas. And I think that what you all are doing is providing. You know, people want to listen to the things that they're used to. They want to say, oh, yeah, I saw you. I saw so-and-so or I heard them on the radio. They played that song I hadn't heard in 30 years.
Yes.
Because, you know, it's all well and good to, like, look at social media or look at the cable news or whatever it is. But at the end of the day, like, all that stuff is noise. Does it really affect your life? Does it affect the schools? Does it affect the community, whatever it is? And the idea that we have really two community hubs right across the street from one another here, I think, is an incredible thing. And we need more civic medias, and we need more WDRTs because, again, we lose touch with our communities, which means we lose touch with our neighbors. Mm-hmm. And so much of this stuff, as we were talking about yesterday, Todd, is, you know, the two-year school you went to, right?
Yeah.
They are the backbones of these communities, and they provide that nexus of places where people, again, in a time when we talk about divisiveness and we talk about polarization, where everybody listens to WDRT, everybody comes here to Wonder State Coffee for their coffee in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Emily, talk a minute about, pick up on what Reed just said. What do you hear back from your listeners, your supporters, as some of the quality programming they most enjoy at WDRT in Viroqua?
I mean, they love the uniqueness of it, the fact that every single thing that they hear is different.
Yeah.
I mean, for instance, we've got Mr. Coppa's Neighborhood on Saturday mornings.
Love it.
This guy comes in, you know, 10, 15 minutes before his show, randomly selects records, just a random selection, and somehow puts together just this incredible show of things that he's just kind of mixing and doing on the spot. So it's just really unique. It's unduplicated. It sounds like the Driftless. And that's why people like to give. That's why they like to be a part of it. They know where their money's going.
Right.
We give back to the community. This summer, we threw our first block party. We gave away free food, free T-shirts. We had thousands of people come and attend. Just last Saturday, we did a Halloween dance party that was a benefit for hurricane relief for another community radio station that was decimated in North Carolina. We raised $1,200 in one night just in online cash donations. So this community just loves, like, what we do, and it just keeps feeding on each other and growing. I've never worked somewhere that is just filled with such love.
Well, we have a minute left. I want to make sure we get this out there. If people want to give or support WDRT, how do they do it? How do they do it?
You can go to wdrt.org. We've clicked donate, and we'd love for you to join the WDRT family. We've got some sweet swag, and yeah, just know that it's funding something real and something really important in the Driftless area.
WDRT.org, WDRT.org. Mr. Zomers will put it in our show notes.
Thank you, Emily.
Can't thank you enough for stopping by here on short notice. Thanks for what you and Paulie and the G-Man and everybody else at DRT do.
Wonderful. Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Yeah, we appreciate you because you are part of what makes Wisconsin great, WDRT, these community voices, because, again, there's more that unite us than divide us.
Exactly. I love that.
Well, we love you stopping by. Thank you so very much. Emily Grantham, membership and outreach director at WDRT Radio, right here, Community Radio in Viroqua, Wisconsin. And we'll be back outside of Wonder State Coffee with Reed and Prigby and your political questions. Don't go anywhere. It's the Oddball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. With the election just days away, this year's race for the 3rd Congressional District in Wisconsin has become the most expensive in district history. According to campaign finance documents, Republican incumbent Derek Van Orden and Democratic challenger Rebecca Cook have raised nearly $12 million in total. Congressman Van Orden raised more with $6.6 million through mid-October. Cook raised about $5.3 million through the same point. Polling shows the district is one of the most competitive in the country. A new federal rule that went into effect on Monday will protect passengers if their flights are canceled or significantly delayed. Previously, some airlines would give vouchers out to their passengers in the event of a canceled or heavily delayed flight, providing some manner of relief for the passengers but limiting their options for booking new travel. Now airlines will be required to provide a cash refund for passengers whose travel plans are heavily affected. The rule change comes just in time for the holiday season, the busiest travel time of the year. The Duluth City Council has unanimously approved two resolutions to fund the Spirit Mountain Restoration Project. At Monday's meeting, the City Council agreed to match $13 million of state funding for the project. The city is expected to cover about half of that $13 million, and Spirit Mountain will contribute the other half. City officials say the project is still in the design phase, so there's no timeline on when the project could be completed. Much of the infrastructure at Spirit Mountain is 50 years old and in desperate need of renovation. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany has significantly outraised his Democratic challenger Kyle Kilborn with just a few days left before the election. According to campaign finance reports, Tiffany has raised nearly $1.2 million through mid-October, compared to just $215,000 from Kilborn. Tiffany also reported having about $210,000 left over for the last 3 weeks of the campaign, while Kilborn reported having about $35,000 left over. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Matthew Perry died over a year ago, but the story is still very much in the news. Variety reports that Perry's family is taking legal action against the doctors and those who supplied him with ketamine. Perry's mother and stepfather and three siblings appeared on the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and discussed the pending 2025 trial against two of the parties that supplied the drugs to Perry. Charges were brought after a joint LAPD-DEA investigation into Perry's death. What could possibly be more fun than a Timothy Chalamet look-alike contest in New York City? How about Timothy Chalamet actually crashing the party? The actor showed up incognito at first to a sea of young men who looked similar and surprised everybody when he removed sunglasses and a mask, then posed for selfies with contestants. The contest was promoted by the use of flyers over the last few weeks. The winner was to receive a $50 prize. Seems kind of lame. In case you're wondering, the actual Timothy Chalamet took third place. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Summer is here today, with unseasonable highs reaching those mid-70s alongside a gusty southeast wind. This is all ahead of wet weather sitting on our back doorstep. In fact, showers and some storms move in overnight and throughout tomorrow. We could see some soaking rain amounts of over an inch. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash Bell makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bell Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I've got Insha Rahman. We're going to talk about crime, public safety, policing, and immigration, and what voters in Wisconsin really want.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. She said you just got lucky. I believe your deadly lies. You just got lucky.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead. This is the Todd Arbaugh Show on Civic Media. As you heard from the intro music that Mr. Sommers was playing, this is Trigvi Olsen taking over for Todd Arbaugh. Todd is still sitting here, but I said, Todd, I want this one.
The music we are is on disqualifying.
The music is kind of disqualifying. It was pretty bad. I had forgotten that that song was that bad. We're on the What Makes Wisconsin Great tour, and what happens when you're out and about around this part of the state of Wisconsin with Todd, which this has happened on our last one. He just runs into people he knows who should be on the show.
I know, so, Todd, got to meet your mom. Miss Linda came to visit?
Yeah, she came, a 23-year kindergarten teacher at the public schools in Richland Center. And God love her. She drove up Highway 14 to say hi. Sitting with our friend Chris Andrews, who's also here, helped put this tour together. So
People on the last one when we did it in Richland Center. Not only did like half the community show up, including the brother of one of our special guests. Yeah. But we had a lady who brought us lefse. And tomorrow,
really?
We're going to be at the Norske Nook, Reed, you are going to get an experience. Because
Edie Siptestad,
the Norske Nook has the best lefse, short of Edie's lefse, that we were eating all the way to La Crosse. Norske Nook, phenomenal. So if you're
it's
in Osseo,
like Lutefisk,
you should come out tomorrow. No, it's not like Lutefisk is not the best.
No, this is lefse.
Yeah,
come to Norske Nook in Osseo between noon and 2. Trigvi and Reed and I will all be there and stop by and say hello.
And if you're in La Crosse tonight.
Yeah, oh, thank you. La Crosse tonight, stop by. I got to look and see the name of the place we're at tonight. I don't remember.
It's
we'll
the same place that we were last time. And
snowstorm.
For the good people.
Hang on. Zomers?
You're at Houghton's?
Oh, yeah. Houghton's. Houghton. Never been there?
Yeah.
All right. Have you really?
Great.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Houghton's.
Yeah. Oktoberfest.
I mean, come on.
Yeah,
Houghton's from 6:30 to 7:30 tonight. First drink and cheese curds are on
us. And hopefully the weather is better than last time because there was 5 inches of snow, and we had one fan who showed up because even Todd and I weren't gonna want to go out there, but we had a really nice time. And then we ended up meeting 5 other people in the bars who became listeners. So
that's the thing, Trigvi. I don't think you're gonna have any issues with the weather tonight.
No,
I think you're right.
Yeah,
this is special.
Joining us at the desk, taking time out of his busy day. Just again, this is the kind of place Wisconsin is. I said I wasn't gonna quote Tommy Thompson, but I will. You know, he used to say, Wisconsin's the kind of place where you dial the wrong number and you still talk for half an hour.
That's the thing.
And that's what it is, right? I mean, our friend Brandon Ewing, Richland Center native like myself, his brother Brady is on the show frequently. Of course, Brady, a former University of Wisconsin Badger player, spent 3 years in the NFL. Brandon, you've coached high school football and basketball yourself and a sports guru. And thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, this is, I'm driving by. My wife wants a cup of coffee and I'm like, is that Todd?
Is she waiting in the car?
No, she's actually getting an oil change up the road.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, well, fantastic.
Yeah, no, I see your mom. Got to say hi to your mom. And, what a beautiful day. Guys, you couldn't have printed a better day.
I know. It's incredible.
So, yeah.
Well, and you don't change the oil in your wife's car for her?
You know what? I log about 1,500 miles a week. There ain't
There's a lot.
So it's,
Well, the way that Brandon got onto the show is because Brandon's parents and my mom live a house apart in the same neighborhood in town. And so Brandon and Brady and their respective wives took their kids to mom's house to trick or treat last year. And mom calls me up and she says, you have Brady on all the time. When are you going to get Brandon on? And I said, now people on the show, of course, love him. We call him the Ewing Bros. And I think we got something here.
I hope so. So Richland Center, WRCO.
A civic media station.
Civic media station. I go on usually about once every 2-3 months with Phil Nee, and Your mom heard me on there, and she's like, hey, you know, he does a pretty good job. Maybe you should have him on.
Mom's taking 6%.
Well, I, you know what? Hey, I'm a salesman. I can fool a lot of people.
So. Brandon, talk a little bit about, because Reed and Trigby and I are all, well, sports fans, but Reed is a big college sports fan. Talk for just a second. Well, what's going on with our Badgers? I was at that game on Saturday. Again, it was like when we were out in USC, a great first half, terrible second half. I think they, I mean, if they don't win this one in Iowa this weekend, they could go, I think it's four in a row.
Yeah, and it's honestly, it'll snowball.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm worried about. You know, watching the game, I thought that we did a lot of good things, okay? But, you know, that pick six that Braden threw, it again, snowballed. And the next thing you know, you're digging yourself a hole that I don't think that we're structurally sound enough to dig ourselves out of. So, you know, they're doing things better. You know, I like the fact that they're really trying to pound the rock a little bit more. They're letting Braden kind of expand the offense, throw it downfield. But, you know, can our defense stop anybody?
Yeah, I mean, didn't in the second half, that's for sure.
Can I ask a foundational question?
Please.
You know a lot more about football than I do. But it seems to me, right, like, so the coach comes in, he brings in the air raid, like, everybody's
Phil Longo,
it.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to get those guys, right? Like, they got lots of, if you're a five-star recruit or a four-star recruit, you got lots of places you can go and do that. Whereas, like, Wisconsin football has been its best, and I was there during the Don McLean years, which it was great to go to football games. It wasn't so great to watch football.
The fifth quarter was great. Yeah,
yeah,
the quarter was,
you know,
awesome.
Throwing marshmallows at rental cops was kind of cool too. But here's the thing: like, Wisconsin football was at its best when you got five big corn-fed Wisconsin kids, a fullback like your brother. And then you went outstate to get a tailback, which, quite frankly, as the NFL shows, it's easier to get a tailback than it is to get a, you know,
sure,
Arch Manning like Reed's Longhorns have. Like, how do they? I don't know. It just makes me wonder if they're going the right way.
You know, a change of philosophy. And to be honest, I don't buy into it. Okay, mm-hmm. And I hate to say that. You know, we've had discussions about that apathy. Okay, changing that philosophy and not having the personnel to support it.
Yeah.
I mean, realistically, you're losing your fan base. And I hate to say it like that because I am red through and through.
But, you know, let me ask another foundational question that's maybe even more foundational to what Trigby is asking, which is about the NIL piece of it, which Trigby was referring to, which is, I went to Texas. We can get anybody we want, right? We can afford it. We're paying guys that are never going to play, probably. So how does an organization, how does a program like Wisconsin, such a heritage program, such a legacy program, and such a legacy conference, start to compete in a world, again, where SC, UCLA, Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, right, they're always going to have whatever it is
Absolutely.
They need. So is it almost like a money ball thing, which is like, to Trigby's point, run the frickin' wishbone. run the power eye.
The triple option.
Yeah, whatever it is, right? You know, find to you, I think we were talking about, you know, find that tight end in the rough, right, who can go over the middle, you know, on a slant and get 8, 12 yards every time and just pound it, wear the other team out. Is that what in this environment, is that what a Wisconsin has to do?
And we're laughing about it, right, about going to the wishbone. But
look at
Army right now. Look at Navy.
I know.
Those guys are having success, and they're doing it the way that they do it. Okay, why did we have to change? Okay, I get it that there was some, you know, lulls in you know, just – success under Chris. Okay, but we don't have to reinvent ourselves. Okay, we are Wisconsin, we are corn fed, we are big boys, we are guys that are going to pound the rock, and we're going to beat you up, because you know what, weather like this ain't going to come around every day.
No.
Okay, so
no.
When it gets
when
cold,
SC comes to Wisconsin in late November,
like Gutekunst, think about it. We were praising Gutekunst, and you know, think about the way Gutekunst is building that team. And, you know, Tyler Dunn, who has this thing, Go Long PD, right? So Tyler's a buddy of mine. He had Ron Wolf on talking about about how he did the Packers. Gutekunst is doing it the same way that Ted Thompson did. It all goes back to Ron Wolf. They literally have notebooks of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, they will only draft cornerbacks that are over a certain size because a winner in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, the playbook is there. The template is set. Okay, right. Follow the template.
Well, also, a lot of the guys probably didn't play and opened up air raid offense in high school.
No, I know.
Right?
Yeah.
Or maybe even, I don't even know who the last coach was, but under, again, so it's just like, it's remember when Dan Marino, so many years ago, retired from the Dolphins, and now they're asking the offensive line, who's done nothing but pass block 90% of the time, to start run blocking right after 15 years. And they're like, we're supposed to do what?
Yeah.
But they're not even getting the kids. I was saying to you about this kid who's in, it's Mike, my friend Mike's son, right? So I have this friend, his son just signed at Iowa to be a tight end.
Yeah.
He was being recruited. It came down to Wisconsin and Iowa. He's going to Iowa, right? Like, if you're running an air raid, you want the 6'5" guy who runs a 4.5 40 to be your tight end, and he's going to Iowa. Like, if you're losing out on guys like that, it's not good.
And I like Iowa City, don't get me wrong, but it's no Madison.
No.
Let's. I know you got to get your pick up your wife and your car here, Brandon. We appreciate your time. Again, Brandon Ewing, our semi-frequent guest here. We always appreciate him on the Ewing Bros with his brother Brady Ewing. Tell me this, Brandon. As a guy, here we are in Viroqua. You and I grew up in Richland Center. You've coached their high school sports. We're doing this tour all over Wisconsin called What Makes Wisconsin Great. Talk about what it has meant to you to be a high school coach in your hometown community and the importance of that in healing and bringing our communities together.
Actually, that's a great question, because everybody gets into coaching leadership for certain reasons, right? Okay. There's a lot that do it because they want personal notoriety. Okay. I truly got into coaching because I love the kids. Okay. I wanted to give back to my community. I wanted to make high school sports great again in our community. We've had a lot of down years lately. And, you know, we've had a lot, my brother included, some of the other coaches. It's like, what do we got to do to change that dynamic? And so for me, it was just focusing on, you know, building and raising and growing young individuals, young men, to be good members of society and to make Richland Center great again, to make a Viroqua great again. So, you know, that's why I did it, you know, and, you know, the wins, the losses, they all took care of itself. But you know what? It's all about the life lessons that we taught those young men. And,
When people are going to Friday Night Lights, they're not looking at whether you have a red or a blue hat. They're looking at whether you have an orange or a black hat to support a team. And it brings in our public schools. This is why it frustrates me that we don't have, and I won't get into politics too much with you, but I mean, it's our funding, the lack of funding of our public schools, because these are lessons that kids are learned that stick with them all through their life. It's as important to me as reading, writing, and arithmetic.
I agree completely. You know, and we need more good coaches. And I'm telling you, the dynamic that I'm seeing currently in our school system, you know, we're losing sight of good coaches. Yeah. We're losing sight of good officials, guys, just because of, you know, it's so polar. Everything is so polarizing. And, you know, whether it's the fans dogging officials, whether it's the fans calling and nagging coaches, we just need to work together, understand that there's a bigger cause here. You know, we're doing it for the kids. The majority of the coaches are doing it for the kids. And, again, that's why I did it. And, I look forward to doing it again.
But how encouraging when you see a young man, a young woman, and they grow over that 4 years and they mature as a person, and you know that athletics, high school athletics, helped them become a better person.
I look at some of the people that I dealt with over the years, and it's just, I'm so proud even to talk to them post-college and to see them want to come back and give back to their communities, whether it's officiating, coaching. And
most of them are not going to go to college.
No.
If they go to college, they're not going to go to college to be an athlete.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. I have a friend who is one of the top junior hockey coaches in the country. And, you know, he made the point, I recruit all these kids, and every one of them, the parents think they're going to play in the NHL. And I had 26 guys who've made it to the NHL, and in 25 cases, I knew the day they walked in the door, they had the potential to do it.
Right.
Like, the lessons that you're learning from high school sports aren't how you get to the next level. That's great if you want to aspire to do that. But what they're really about is the camaraderie and the relationships and the lifelong friendships that you make in a place like Richland Center. My best buddies in the world are all guys I played hockey with growing
up
to this day.
And I think it doesn't matter whether it's athletics or forensics or the school play or the band, all these extracurriculars outside the classroom is what brings kids together.
Todd, you just said it. It's like, it's not just athletics. We need kids to do more in the schools. You know, forensics, the school musical. Okay, make it cool to do that stuff again.
Right.
Support it when it is there, because if we don't, it's going to go away.
Quick question. What are you going as this Halloween to mom's house this year?
I'm bringing out the werewolf out.
The past. Werewolf?
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
you hear that, Mom? He's going as a werewolf.
Yeah.
And when the werewolf comes, it's Brandon. But, yeah. but, all right.
You remember what? Teen Wolf, Michael J. Yeah. Fox?
Sure.
I'm going to go. That's what
oh
I'm doing.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
Nice.
Well, yeah. What's Brady going
You're
with?
A lot taller than him.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, I am. A lot taller. I don't know.
All right. Well, we'll find
I'll text
out.
You.
He's
well,
going as a homer because he keeps picking Wisconsin to beat Penn State and
Tricky,
Alabama.
Was,
he hasn't even invited Todd hasn't even invited me back because I'm like, I don't know anything about college football, but I know Wisconsin is beating Alabama.
Yeah, that was a stretch there, Mitchell.
Brandon Ewing, we appreciate you being on a spur of the moment guest. Thank you, my friend, the Ewing Bros. You can catch it right here every other Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network. Reed and Trigby, we're going to force them to talk politics when we come back. We're still drinking coffee at Wonder State Coffee in downtown Viroqua. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Matt Nair on air.
Darren Van Ruden, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories. And in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Alba joins us. Hey, Todd.
We're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment. Todd forgot his battery pack. We are running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per diem. I don't know if that is related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WB. EZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on air.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show, live on location from Viroqua, Wisconsin, Wonder State Coffee on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, ABC or CBS Radio News, depending upon which Civic Media station you're listening to, followed by the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon, 2 until 4, Dom Selvia from 4 until 6, and then Pete Schwabba takes over with Nightlight, from 6 until 8. Glad to have you along with us, Reed Galen. The co-founder of the Lincoln Project and now president of the Union, Trigby. Where'd that come from? Trigby Olson, the senior advisor. That's when you get senior and Trigby combined. You get Sigby. Senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, a great Wisconsin guy like myself. We are here on our What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour, wrapping things up from Wonder State Coffee. Before we run out of time, a big shout out to our bus driver this week, Patrick, who is doing a great job keeping it between the lines and keeping it safe. We appreciate all the great folks at Badger Bus, everybody who put this thing together, Badger Bus, has been fantastic. We want to thank them. Also, Mr. Chris Giese, our videographer, who's with us all week for making these great pictures on our stream. Thank you, Chris. We appreciate you for doing that. Mr. Zomers, our engineer back at the world headquarters, appreciate you. Some political questions here to round out the show. And if you want to call in, we'll try to get you on 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. This from a texter, and Trigby, this is from River Falls, which is a really interesting and a pertinent question for the show. A texter from River Falls says, Todd, my brother is a trumper. He owns his own trucking business, and he thinks his struggles are all Biden's fault and that Trump will fix it so he's profitable again. Any resources you can point me to that can more clearly explain how Harris and the Democrats' policies will help him in his business? Boy, if there's a demographic we're trying to talk to this week, that's it.
Yeah, from River Falls.
From River Falls.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I wonder, I probably know each
might,
other.
Might know
we
each other.
We might know each other. I think that the key with someone in that set of circumstances, right? Like, you know your brother better than I do, since, well, I might know the brother if I, yeah. And I could answer it better. But, you know, you have to look at where the cognitive dissonance is. And the reality is, I think, if you look at Donald Trump and his economic policies, and you can go online and find this, there's a whole element of the people who benefited the most are not people who are small businessmen like his brother, but they're in fact big business, right? And so you have to get them asking, and then you need to back that up with, you know, the facts of where we were coming out of when Donald Trump left office. Now, granted, the pandemic was going on, but the Biden-Harris administration passed all kinds of legislation to try and get things moving. And so they're buying into sort of a romantic, grievance-filled
narrative again.
Narrative.
Yeah.
And you need to correct that narrative, but you have to do it in a way that focuses on what they value, right?
Are there any resources, either LP or the union, we can point folks to get some of this information?
So I would guess the place to start, and I don't know the answer to that, unfortunately, but I would guess the place to start would be the Harris campaign webpage, quite frankly.
Okay.
And then secondarily, I would Google more broadly, why should a small business person vote for Harris versus, or a comparison piece between Harris and Biden for small business?
Reed?
This is a guy who has, throughout his career, publicly stated how much he likes not paying the people that work for him. Yeah. And this is not just attorneys, right, who are billing millions. This is the guy who lives in Queens and has two guys in a truck that he screwed over for however many decades. And so from my perspective, you know, past behavior for a guy like Donald Trump is indication of future action. He's never done it for anybody else. He's not going to do it for you now. And I would say this is that, you know, it's like anger is easy and it can feel good, but it's not going to get you more money.
Yeah.
Right. And anybody who believes that there's one person who can wave a magic wand and solve all your problems is not only misguided, but also, frankly, from an old line conservative perspective, that's the furthest thing from, like, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, individual responsibility. If we have an issue, let's figure it out. But I think also, just last thing here, Todd, is it goes back to the whole idea of, like, you know, there was a time when if you had trouble, you could rely on your community.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, everybody, like, and this is one thing that Trigvi's talked about a lot over his experiences. This is part of what they do, which is they want everybody separated. They want us atomized. They want us feeling like we have no other option but the worst option. And that's just not true.
Right.
So here's a few things. I found there's a great op-ed.
Minute
just,
and a half.
Just Googling this. She wants to increase small business, the tax deduction for small businesses from $5,000 to $50,000. Game-changing policies for entrepreneurs who want the substantial financial cushion to help fledgling businesses weather current fiscal problems. Policy would ensure starting your own business would no longer be limited to those who are already wealthy. Complementing the tax cut expansion in Harris's innovative plan to launch small business expansion funding. More support from in terms of loan opportunities from things like the SBA. So, I mean, there's a ton of these. Reducing regulation.
Yeah. When Democrats start talking about reducing regulation, you know we've experienced a sea change.
Right. Yes, yeah, exactly.
100%.
So simplify the tax filing process. The reality is Donald Trump focuses on helping people like Elon Musk. Yeah. Harris is really I would say, more focused on Main Street, which is sad as a former Republican, because that used to be what Republicans stood for.
Right.
But, and Reid, I want to go back to what you said earlier. It really is about community.
Yep.
It really is about community. And we have found a great community here in Viroqua, a great business like Wonder State Coffee, Community Radio, WDRT, and, of course, our own network on Civic Media. This is what Wisconsin's about. Yep. This is what makes it better. And as we cast our votes for November 5th, think about which candidate is supporting your community, these communities, and I say it's Kamala Harris.
Amen.
We're going to see you tomorrow. Stop down to lacrosse tonight between 6:30 and 7:30. We'll see you from the Norske Nook tomorrow in Osseo. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging your drum. For Reid, for Tringy, for Chris, I'm Todd. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, she's a candidate for the 8th Congressional District. We'll find out how she is feeling heading into the election. Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here. And we'll end with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.